We've been spending the week looking back at the Newark riots, which occurred 50 years ago this week. The riots, which are called the Rebellion in Newark, ushered in new political leadership. For the first time, a black mayor was elected in 1970, and all the mayors have been black ever since. WNYC's Karen Rouse reports on 50 years of black leadership in Newark.
Ronald Rice was born a year after the riots and has spent his whole life in politics. He says from inside the city, many saw the riots as a watershed moment of black ascendancy.
It's become the thing of legend for my generation and a call to action and a call to arms.
But from the outside, the 1967 riots marked the city as a place of violence.
I call it the original sin of Newark, because after that, we never solved the issue that created the rebellion in the first place, and that was police brutality, that was racism within the police department.
And it wasn't just policing. Poor schools, poverty, and a lack of jobs were also a problem. At the same time, Newark was part of a political and cultural black empowerment movement, led in part by poet Amiri Baraka.
It's nation time.
But, Rice says, black residents still had no power.
The backdrop is white, Italian, and Irish control of City Hall. Irish and Italian control of the school board. Irish and Italian control of the Democratic Party. Irish and Italian control of the Republican Party. But none of them having any power.
That would change after the riots. In 1970, a young civil engineer named Ken Gibson was elected Newark's first black mayor.
The riots didn't make me mayor. The people were ready.
Welcome to our house.
I'm good. How are you?
Gibson is now 85 and retired. I visited him at his home on Tuxedo Road. He shares it with his wife Camille and their dog Lucy. It's the same day Jeff Sessions, who heads the U.S. Justice Department under Trump, is testifying before Congress. Sessions wants to eliminate the Justice Department's monitoring of local police departments, including Newark. Federal monitoring of civil rights violations has its roots in that July night 50 years ago that sparked the riots. The irony is not lost on Gibson, but as much as he agrees that the riots were about more than policing, he disagrees that they represent the singular event that turned the political tide in Newark. He says blacks had been organizing for years to create jobs, improve schools, and end discrimination.
White Castle Hamburgers had no black people selling hamburgers. The bank that I had my first bank account had no black tellers. Anybody who worked in the bank was either sweeping the floor or doing some menial test.
But he says the riots made it more difficult to attract business to Newark.
Because it stopped people from making significant investments in the city that I had to spend years trying to correct. Reputation follows you forever.
Gibson served four terms, and most of that time he spent trying to restore that reputation and bring stability to the damaged city. Sharp James was elected in 1986, Newark's second black mayor. He credits Gibson with laying a foundation that allowed him to bring investors back to the city. And Sharp James likes to talk about Sharp James.
Sharp James made Newark, whether people like it or not, a renaissance city. Whether they like it or not, a destination city. Whether they like it or not, the bond rating increased. Sharp James brought the New Jersey Performing Arts Center to Newark.
James disagrees with Gibson in the role the riots played in their rise to power.
So call it a riot, call it a rebellion, call it what you want. But Newark, for the first time, woke up.
Then came Cory Booker, who was elected in 2006, the city's third black mayor. If James created a renaissance inside the city, Booker introduced the world to what was there.
Republican Governor Chris Christie, Democratic Mayor of Newark, Cory Booker, and the founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, are putting politics aside to help turn around the failing public schools in Newark, New Jersey.
Booker appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show to announce a $100 million gift from Facebook for the city's schools.
To put the people of the city of Newark really in the driver's seat and the focal point, and to work to get all the assets and resources we need to give to them to succeed.
But Booker was mistrusted as an outsider and accused of using Newark for his own political advancement. It didn't matter whether he was bringing money into the city or improving the police department. He was never trusted by Newarkers. Ron Rice says this is a scar left by the riots.
Newark is one of the most xenophobic cities in America, And by that, I mean that Newark is a city that is distrustful of people who do not come from the city.
And that mistrust shows up most in politics.
Every piece of literature I ever came out with said, Ronald C. Rice, a third-generation Newarker. Raz Baraka's literature says, Raz Baraka, a fifth-generation Newarker. Even a Cory Booker, who did not grow up in Newark, says, my uncle ran a dentist shop, and I was in Newark regularly. That is still the entry fee to being political in this city and town.
When Booker left for a seat in the U.S. Senate, Newarkers chose fifth-generation Raz Baraka to lead the city. He's not just homegrown. He's been called the son of the rebellion. His father was the late Amiri Baraka, the poet and beloved radical activist who was beaten by police during the riot. Raz Baraka is benefiting from the work of his predecessors. The downtown has improved. There is a fledgling art scene. New restaurants and young professionals and students are moving in. But Mayor Baraka faces the same issues as the mayors before him. Unemployment, poverty, crime, and a poor reputation are a drag on that growth. At a recent event, he called on Newarkers to be their own solution.
It's not normal for us to expect the city to grow, to expect crime to reduce, to expect our economy to thrive with an unemployment rate that constantly is twice that of the state or twice that of the federal government. We have to be as angry at poverty as we are at gun violence. Right, so we...
Baraka has the benefit from 50 years of rebuilding that the three previous mayors have achieved. Now, it's on the man some call the people's mayor to reduce crime, improve the city's schools, and bring the middle class back to Newark. Karen Rouse, WNYC News.